KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. Investigators have determined that there is no active oil spill near St. Lawrence Island. The Coast Guard, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife have been working with Gamble and Savunga on reports of oiled wildlife found in November. Officials said Thursday they will continue to monitor the situation. Red foxes have recently been sighted around Nome, and they've caused some disturbances near the Nome Elementary School. Letty Hughes is the assistant area biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Nome. She says occasional calls come in during late fall and early spring for fox sightings, but this year Fish and Game has received more calls than usual for red foxes hanging around town. This brings up concern for rabies. Hughes says that rabies is endemic in northwest Alaska, meaning that it's always present. She says it's best to assume that every fox could potentially be rabid. She explains more about fox behavior associated with rabies.
Signs is foxes that are just kind of not fearful of people. They're just kind of relaxed. Foxes that are approaching you, have no fear, that maybe are charging, appear maybe a little drowsy or so.
Hughes says the Nome Police Department has set out live traps at the Nome Elementary School and checks them often. Fish and Game also held classes at the elementary school last Thursday and Friday to educate children on fox safety. Hughes has recommendations for adults as well.
The biggest thing is to, you know, just make sure that your trash is not around. If you've got dried fish, frozen fish, you know, meat or anything, just make sure that's not out and about. They have a really great sense of smell, so anything that's going to want to bring them in further into town.
She also says to make sure your pets are updated on their rabies vaccines. If you do see a fox, she says it's important to let it know it's not welcome.
If you have something like an item like a rock or something to distract it, make it go elsewhere, that's good. If the fox is going to run after you, the first thing to do is not turn and start running because that fox is just going to run faster than you.
Hughes says trapping season is open for fox outside of town until April 15, 2013. There's no limit to the number of fox on a trapping license, but there is a bag limit of 10 foxes until March on a hunting license. If you want to trap foxes within city limits, go to City Hall to sign up for a permit. To report fox sightings, contact the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Nome or the Nome Police Department. Governor Sean Parnell has released a budget proposal for the next legislative session showing increased support for public safety programs. According to the Fairbanks Daily News Miner, the proposed budget estimates $14.8 million for Choose Respect, a new effort started by Governor Parnell to educate and prevent sexual and domestic violence. Funding will also provide more state troopers, including a position in Hooper Bay, as well as adding 15 more village public safety officers throughout the state. The News Miners also reports 3 prosecutor positions will be created to assist with child sex abuse cases for Bethel, as well as Fairbanks and Juneau. Alaska has the highest rate of domestic violence in the nation. 59% of women in the state have experienced sexual violence, intimate partner violence, or both in their lifetime. That's around 145,000 women. Local author Claire Kennan is doing something about it. Kennan is speaking up.
I am a survivor of domestic violence, and I guess you could say I've had the adventure of fictionalizing a large part of my life.
The books are called The Hidden Shades of Nora. They follow a young woman on a path to self-empowerment. Kennan based the books on her own experience surviving anorexia, child abuse, and domestic violence. The Teller resident self-published the first 4 books of the series this September. Since then, she's been on a crusade to raise awareness about domestic violence in the region. Kennan has hosted 2 fundraisers for the locals' women's shelter, the Bering Sea Women's Group, since October. She hosted a pancake dinner benefit in Teller in October and a silent auction in Nome last Friday. At each fundraiser, Kennan gave a presentation that used her novel's fictional story to show how women get sucked into the cycle of violence.
A lot of times it's not okay to talk, and I want their discussion to be out there. I want people to say, it's not okay. I want people to see things and say, that's not okay, and it will not happen in my household, and it will not happen in my community.
Kennan says her books can be dark and explicit, but The Hidden Shades of Nora carries a positive message.
The most hopeless feeling is that of being alone, that nobody cares, and that's never true. That's never true. There's always another decision, another choice you can make, no matter how dark it is outside. The sun always comes up tomorrow, and you always have the opportunity to do something different. It's just making that choice.
You can find Claire Kennan's books at Amazon.com. Kennan pledges 10% of her book's proceeds to the Bering Sea Women's Group. If you are being abused, reach out. The Bering Sea Women's Group serves women, children, and men. They provide shelter, legal help, and other services. You can call the Bering Sea Women's Group at 907-443-5444 or call the State Crisis Line 1-800-570-544. Those numbers will be on the news page of our website at KNOM.org. The Nome Belts High School wrestling team competed at the Class 1A, 2A, 3A state tournament in Nikiksi over the weekend. A total of 44 schools qualified at least one wrestler for the tournament. Nome's Emery Bushu won the state championship for the 132-pound bracket. He defeated Sam Janoreski of Skyview with 6-4 in the championship match. Leif Erickson placed second at 113 pounds, losing to Brett Reach of Kotzebue 6-0 in the finals. Bethel took the state championship team competition with a total of 187 points. Congratulations to all the athletes who competed at the state tournament this weekend. And with the end of wrestling comes the start of high school basketball season. The basketball season kicks off this weekend with a home game for the boys' team on December 14th and 15th, an away game for the girls' team in Galena. The price of gold rose $10.40 today, trading at $1,715.90 an ounce. An ounce of silver rose 23 cents, trading at $33.44 an ounce, and a pound of zinc is at 93 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome at 9:06 and is expected to depart for Anchorage at 10:02. It's unofficially 14 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.